We are in Simen Shin Ayin Beis, and we are up to Sif Ches. That's what we will be doing today. So, thus far, we've learned the halacha that when you have two chatzeris that have batim, that have home houses that are open to them, if the two chatzeris are open to each other completely, it's paritz b'malo, or there's a piritz of 10 ames, the halacha is that these are considered one chatzer, and that all of these people have to be ma'ariv together. They cannot be ma'ariv separately. Otherwise, if it is closed off a little bit, but there's a door between the two of them, so the Pesach allows them the option of being ma'ariv together or being ma'ariv separately if they so desire. So now we're up to Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Kosol shebein b'shnei chatzeres, a wall that is between two chatzeres, gavoa yud l'shneiem. And unlike some of the previous cases that we had, where it was at a different height to the different ones, because one chatzer was on a slightly higher level than the other one, here the wall is 10 tefachim high, regardless of which side of the fence you're standing on. Vehem et eitzel ha-kosol sulim rachav dalet. Now our problem is that these two chatzeres would like to be ma'ariv together, but there's a wall between them. So we said if there's a wall between them, they cannot be ma'ariv with one another, they have to be ma'ariv separately. You put a ladder on either side of this wall, meaning on both sides, and the ladder is 4 tfachim wide, v'chein kenegdo b'chotzer ha-shniyah, afilu ein ha-sulama zeh keneged zeh, imein b'neihem gimel chashivi kepesach. So long as they're within 3 tfachim of one another, even though they're not directly aligned, the halachi is that we see this as a door, because you can just climb up one ladder, climb down the other ladder. Hayu meflogim zeh mikeneged zeh gimel, if they're 3 away from one to the other, im ha-kosel rachav dalet adayin chashuvim kepesach. If the wall itself is 4 tfachim wide, so you can walk on the top of the wall, on the roof of the wall. So you go up one ladder, walk on the roof of the wall, and walk down the other ladder. That we would consider a Pesach. V'meina rachav dalet, but if the wall is not 4 tfachim thick, so for us to say that you're going to be a tightrope walker and, you know, walk on this little area of the wall, on the little width of the wall in order to get to the other ladder, that you wouldn't do. So the ladders would not constitute a Pesach. V'meina rachav dal, lo chashivik a Pesach. Be'eze sulam omru. So what kind of ladder are we talking about? Kishiyeshbo dalit shlivos, that it has 4 rungs. The assumption is that when it has 4 rungs, it's already a heavy ladder. Avol pachas mikan lo elim kein zroosa v'shlivosa kvedos. Or you have fewer than 4 rungs, but it's heavier than normal. Sha'oz kovdo kovol. And because of that, its weight is koveya it, so you don't expect it to be moved on Shabbos. Certainly, if it is nailed into the wall, screwed down to the floor, so the halachi is that we consider it a Pesach. V'meina kosa gavoa elayud. What happens if the wall is exactly 10 tefachim high? The zokev's sulam gavoa zayin umashu b'meshach dalet eitzla kosel. And what you do is you put a ladder straight up. The assumption here is that a straight up ladder is good too. Straight up, and it goes up 7 tefachim, and again with a 4 tefach width. Matiro bein l'shtamashlo bein la'arav yachad. That allows you to use the top of the wall as well as have the two chatzeres be ma'arav together, because we say this unites them. It's like a Pesach between them. Kevin shalom nisher gimel ad rosh ha-kosel, since you don't have 3 tefachim or more after the ladder going up to the top of the wall. So the halacha is, the halacha therefore is that we view this as a Pesach, and you're allowed to use it. Now, what happens if the ladder is on a slant? So the ladder has to be higher than 7 tefachim, because it's got to be that it ends within 3 of the top, even if the ladder is high enough, but if it's on a slant, and because of that, there's a larger space to the top, that's not good enough. So that what counts is not so much the exact length of the ladder, what counts is that it reaches up until within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. Okar chulya merosh ha-kosel. What happens if if you went and you tried to minimize the wall by taking off some of the dirt of the wall itself. Lamato migova yud. Im yeshba meshech dalid mahani ben lasosik pesach la'arviyachad ben inin sheyokol ishtamish b'chala kosel. If it was an area of 4 tfachim wide that you made smaller, the halachi is that you're allowed to use that wall, and you could we could say that there's a pesach between these two chatzeres, because there's one place where the wall is not 10 tfachim high. Vim ein bo dalid, whereas what happens if the amount that the wall went in was less than dalid tfachim? Eino chashav kepesach la'arav yachad, then it's not a pesach for you to unite these two chatzeres. You couldn't use the entire wall. You could only use the part of the wall that is connected, that little pirza. If it doesn't have four, then you cannot use this as a Pesach to be ma'ar of the two chatzeres together. You can only use it keneged that small place. Now, so it comes out lahalacha that if you have a wall between two chatzeres and you have one place, and that wall is 10 tefachim high, if you minimize any part of it that it should be fewer than 10 tefachim high, and that was for a width of 4 tefachim that unites the two chatzeres, and if they wish, they could be ma'arav biyachad. Whereas if it was less than 4 tefachim wide, then just where that gap is, you can use the wall and nowhere else.